Does anybody want to visit about that? Oh, Mr. Zimmerman, nice to see you. And the rest
good
of you.
Good to see you all.
Travis.
Well, Michael Zimmerman with HDR Archer, and we have revised our contract on Venison Lake. We've reduced the scope. And may I approach?
You please. Yes, sir.
This is the lump sum since 1995, right?
Yes, sir. First of all, before we move forward, Mr. Paulson, have you said our contract is in order?
Well, I got it yesterday. I started looking at it today. It looks pretty close, but I might have a couple of questions, but it looks pretty, I mean, nothing major.
The only thing we changed on it was the scope and the figure. All those other changes that you wanted on the original contract?
There's no, there's an Exhibit B, but there's nothing in Exhibit B, so I don't understand why we have an Exhibit B. But it says terms and conditions, and there are no terms and conditions listed underneath.
Mike, before you...
Is that the natural gas contract?
It's not a
okay.
Thank you, Jay.
I need to look at these, obviously.
That's,
but, all right.
That's the same ones you looked at in front.
All right.
I think you visited with Danny and Jim one-on-one already, and you showed this to me briefly up there sometime. Can you go ahead and talk about it?
The original scope of the Venison Lake project included what is called Lookout Acres, and it went all the way north and covered this kind of the northern tier up here.
Okay.
And Lookout Acres is currently under design. The sewers are, and it'll be flowing into Forsyth, so this area is... does not need to be in the project. These areas up here on the northern half of Venice, it's very sparse, and it would really be, I don't think it'd be cost effective to serve those. So we've kind of, we've narrowed the study area down to areas that we think can be served primarily by gravity. This area over on the east side, we can run a gravity sewer down through here. We'd have one pump station, and we're talking to Forsyth about taking this up back into Forsyth. So Forsyth would have Lookout Acres, and then have this eastern portion of the Venice going in their system as well. And this area over here on the west side, the highly populated area, we try to serve that by gravity with one pump station, and we take that into the Rockaway Beach wastewater treatment plant, which is located down here. And we think we're going to be able to use some existing lines in Marion Woods. Of course, we'll make sure we can do that. That's part of the study to investigate that. Then also part of the study is to ensure that the Rockaway Beach facility can handle this additional flow from now and expected flows in the future.
Didn't they just have a violation Monday or something?
They did.
Yes, sir, they did.
But I got to say, Jim heard this morning at the chamber meeting as well as I did. They get a gazillion, that's my big word, for things like that that happen throughout the state. And it was a drop in the bucket. And that wasn't the term they used. That's my term.
It didn't actually never flow into the Taneycoma. It flowed into a tributary, and they've already done a study of the tributary. And
not putting anything off, but the point was that things like that happened at Rockaway happen regularly.
Yeah.
I think it's the way they put it.
Thank you.
So we have a reduced scope, and we'll be looking at this area, making sure the existing sewers in Merriam can be used, or we'll have an alternate route. And we'll look at the Rockaway treatment plant facility. We believe it has organic capacity, mm-hmm. but however, in our opinion, we think there's question on if it has enough sludge handling capacity or the biosolid.
And one conversation I had with Mike when we were meeting one-on-one was I would like him to take the next step further to also talk to the cities to see if there's any interest in taking over the sewer system once we install it.
Correct.
So in the conversation with Rockaway or conversation with Forsyth, giving him the ability to at least have those conversations, not to negotiate on our behalf, but at least have a conversation that checks the interest level and things like that, just so operationally it makes sense if Rockaway's planning to expand and to grow. That's the logical area there, and they would probably want to own the sewer system if they could. And our job is to make sure septic systems are out and everyone hooks up, as our job is.
The mayor of Rockaway has come to the sewer board meeting at least two occasions and said verbally that he would like to annex that area. Correct, Tom?
Yeah, the mayor is very interested.
Right. I just want to make sure the engineer is actually having that conversation.
Yes, sir, we will.
At least that's my hope.
Other questions? I guess you're both of you visiting. You've got a comfort level?
I like it a lot better than what was presented before. I think that when you write on this map study area, the areas that you've left out of what you call your study area are areas that are very sparsely populated that didn't need the investment of a study to take care of the real basic need of getting the sewer system in the ground and operating in phases. And very pleased to see that you went this route. I see that before, I think that was there a provision that outside lookout acres there was going to be anything else taken to Forsyth? Because you've got this one area now that you're thinking about taking to Forsyth. Was it considered before? It wasn't, was it?
No, sir, it was not.
Okay. So I just want to know that I know the what you've tried to accomplish here, and I'm pleased with it.
One other thing Mike and I did talk about was on the previous study that was done, we wanted to make sure if he does any analysis of the residents, he actually uses houses based off our assessor application, not 911 addresses. Because anytime you do a lot split, that's two addresses, even if there's no house there. So we wanted to make sure that his study numbers actually are
actual house count,
apartments, mobile homes, whatever it is. So.
As opposed to using 911
right.
addresses.
Speaking to that, we had a map from Great River, I don't know, years ago, mm-hmm. that showed each resident. That I assume is what you're saying.
They had 911 addresses.
No, my understanding was it was connections. You know what I'm talking about, John?
Okay. You know, in the facility plan,
that like their addresses and not residences. Is that right?
In the facility plan, that was done by Great River Engineering. They had water connections, and then they also had 911 addresses. And there's like a 200. Count discrepancy in those
correct.
Two numbers.
There was 200 addresses.
But that's countywide you're talking about.
No,
just this area. That was in the Venice on the Lake water system customer.
Okay. 200 fewer water connections than there were 911 addresses.
Right. Well, and then when I did that study with the assessor, it was about almost 200. So
yeah.
It was way off.
It's about a 200 count okay. discrepancy.
Very good.
Gentlemen, I spent 2 days last week and 1 day this week in this area, looking over roads and possible the way that the sewer lines you talked about in earlier meetings about gravity feed and general idea of gravity feed and looked at road and bridge projects outside the areas and. There was a misconception in my mind until I actually went to some address that, and this had strictly to do with road and bridge, but I think this applies to what you're saying. There was people telling me that they would like to have a road taken in, but the setback wouldn't allow so on lots that were there that absolutely didn't have anything on them. There wasn't anything to be set back. And so I went to look that location over, and when it's a wooded lot that is deep enough to have somebody given up an easement for this, well, I didn't understand where they were coming from, whether they'd been misled or somebody else had been misled. So I spent 3 days in this area in the last 2 weeks, talking to people and looking at road and bridge. I visited with Frank, told him that I'd been over there. So I'm happy to see that there's possibly like down close to the lake area down there that if we approve one of these phases, we can start getting some pipe in the ground.
You're going to phase it. You're going to phase your study, correct?
Right.
Yeah, we'll show different phases. I do want to talk specifically about these low areas that I've got attention
right.
pressure.
Uh-huh.
We're going to look at possibility of putting gravity sewers in down there, maybe some cluster housing. Cluster housing means if we had a low pressure system, we'd have kind of one large low pressure facility with duplex pumps, and maybe 3 units or 4 units can come into that. If you try to put gravity sewers, my concern is if you try to put gravity sewers in these low lying areas, you're typically below the water table, and
right.
the potential for infiltration and inflow comes way up, and then you end up
right.
causing problems later. So we're going to look at both options on that, but more than likely, some sort of a pressure system will be the most cost.
And we want to avoid situations like we had it that we got into on the Y Highway where water levels came above, and that's as I looked at this yesterday, that's a real possibility here.
Yes,
so that's the reason I'm so happy that you've taken this in phases. And
I got one more question,
sure.
and I'd be ready to vote. And that is, we got this heavy line that says study area, and then we got these light lines. What about these areas that are outside of the light line, but in the heavy line?
The light line is just when I was looking at the topo. The light line was when I was looking at the topographical maps. It looks like that these areas in interior there could be served easily by gravity, and I. And these other areas, if we can serve them, we will. But they will be studied and potentially included
okay.
at an additional phase.
Okay. Now, has the sewer board approved this revision, John, Mr. CT?
Yes, sir. The sewer board has approved the document pending Mr. Paulson's review and county commission approval. One thing that we noted there was, well, you didn't have a copy of the contract today at the meeting.
No, and I just got the terms and conditions.
And it hadn't changed that much. The cost changed, and the treatment plant was taken out there, the content there. But one thing on the map that Mr. Zimmerman has is got us coming into Merriam Woods Village to get into the gravity system. So Merriam Woods Village might need to be one of the entities
yes.
added to the contract that we'll need to meet with because
right.
of that that issue.
We recognize that, and we'll have to discuss that with them. Because we'll have to make sure there's adequate capacity for this additional flow. You bet.
Yes.
I'd make a motion to go forward with HDR by the request of the sewer board.
Pending the contract review?
Pending contract review, yes, sir.
That's I would like to have you're going to charge us out in one
lump sum, $69,500.
No, so it'll be monthly up to that.
Up to the phase completed.
But the contract's a lump sum contract.
Yeah, it's a lump sum contract for the study.
69.5.
If we ask for additional services, it'd have to be in writing and we'd have to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be extra at a certain amount. But the lump sum right now is 69.5.
Fixed,
right.
Basically a fixed price.
Mike, not to ask you to do a whole lot more, but for the commission and for the sewer board review, could we, as we look at this, could we have some street
sure.
signage on some of these areas so we know when we're driving that street this lays within a part that's being studied?
You're talking about our drawing. Our drawings
yes.
will have the street
yeah.
names on, or you bet.
Right, and
yes,
have that
welcome.
All... Yeah, completed for
sure. I'm sure that they're on there.
I'm ready for us. Did you second? I'll second.
Danny can second. Danny seconded.
Questions or comments? Ready to vote?
I just wanted to point out for the press here that this is contract does not have any preliminary design or final design aspects to it. It's just a study of these
correct.
Issues mentioned today.
Good point.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Folks,
thank you guys.
Thank you all very much.
All right, we've got a
Bull Creek,
I'm sorry.
15.
Bull Creek, a couple weeks ago, contacted us, and they had done some pump repairs, and it was $30,000 in repairs, and they weren't aware, due to some recent leadership changes over there, they didn't know they had sewer sales tax money available. So we told them we'd approach you to see if they could get that the pump repair money reimbursed. Sewer board approved it, approved $32,366 to reimburse them for their
sewer expenses. Did that include the labor?
No, that did not include the labor.
Okay, and this is just for capital improvements from the 25%
from their 25% fund that they already had set up. They had
this is capital improvement. Okay.
$520,000.
You're okay
in their
with that,
account,
Bob?
So
I move that we approve this
change
expenditure for Bulker.
Do they have 32.3 available on the 25%?
Yeah, tonight? They have like $520,000. Okay, there, so they have plenty.
I second.
Yep. Discussion. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you, Travis. All right, now we're ready for change order number 9 on Ozark Beach, right?
Yes, sir. Do you gentlemen have copies of the change order?
We've looked at it here.
Yes,
sir. And have it right here.
This change order was approved by the sewer board Tuesday's meeting. It demonstrates a net increase to the project of $14,060. There's just some quantity adjustments that were made on the change order. One of the main issues in line 55 was for a unit price on cleanup, sodding, seeding, and restoration. The contractors opted to use sod, which is kind of a first on the project, but they have moved that line item into item 70 and actually added the line item 55 and 57 together, and they're going to do it as one lump sum to put the sod down. They billet it. Given the specifics of how this project has evolved, they think that would be the better course to pursue, and we could get restoration done quicker. There is some discussion about the bidding prior to putting the sod down. It's still being looked at with the contractor, though. The other couple other things on the deduct side, there was some standard depth manholes that weren't needed due to line changes, or they just in the course of the project they were deemed not to be necessary. There was some adds there in connecting to the city of Forsyth over here to get into their system. During construction, it was determined that one of the manholes that we're going to be connecting into, the elevation was a little bit off, so it's going to have to be cored, and then the invert's going to have to, have some modification work done to it to facilitate that. That's the $500 add in item 25. There was some Schedule 40 pipe, 4-inch, that was serving multiple structures such as the nursing home down there and different things. Looking at how they're plumbed, it would be better to facilitate that with 6-inch pipe, a little